Welcome to 10 Good Minutes, a podcast from Mustang Church of the Nazarene. Our hope is that we can help you feel more connected to our church by hearing about all the things we have happening, by having some conversations with some of our key leaders, and looking ahead to some things that we have coming up. I'm Pastor BJ. Pastor Nate's with me again today. What up, Nate?
What up?
So it is October, which is very strange to think about. It feels like we were just in, January. But we've hit this point of the year where a lot of our people are in extracurricular activity overload. So can you tell me what that's been like for you the past couple weeks?
So we are band parents. Marching band is our life every weekend. We go to the Friday Night Lights for the band, and the football game happens to break out while we're there. But we've had a great time supporting Mustang Marching Band and our Mustang football team. And we had a all-day competition yesterday where Saturday. it's Monday. Mercy.
And this will come out on Thursday. We're in the future right now.
We're in the future. Sorry, I messed that up. On Saturday, we had a Mustang Marching Band Invitational, and all of our marching band kids from Mustang Church of the Nazarene competed on the same field that evening, and they did a fantastic job. And shout outs to Andrew Dravenstadt, Violet Altsema, Bryce Burns, Colton Cummings, Austin Wood, and Kayla Wood. They did a phenomenal job, and we should be super proud of our band kids and the amazing job and the hours they've put in since July. Are just phenomenal and did a great job.
Yeah, and all day Saturday competitions are super underrated, actually, in terms of difficulty, because you have to remember that they just did Friday night football games the night before. So that turnaround, did I hear that you guys were there at like 6:30?
6:45 in the morning we started set up, and we finished
after a
Friday night football game, 6:45 the next morning, and then we finished at midnight Sunday morning.
And then Andrew played keys for us Sunday morning in worship.
Yes.
So whoever scheduled that was not aware of his schedule. We'll have to talk with that person.
That's right. And speaking of all-day competitions, Pastor Brett is our guest host. Pastor Brett, say what up.
Hello, everybody.
We're glad to have you. And Pastor Brett, you have regular competitions all the time as part of CrossFit Our Wall, but your boys are doing the traveling circuit of football and all things sports. Tell us a little bit about your extracurricular activities with your kids.
Well, we have oldest AJ in middle school, and his main gig right now is football. That's where he finds himself. So early morning practices, we have to navigate that, getting him to the field. And I'm at the gym often for some of those mornings, but he's doing that, trying to play undersized and outmanned, mostly.
I relate.
Yes. And then Aaron is playing flag football, and Axton is actually doing soccer, so a little different, football. And we are thankful for this little organization called I-9 Sports, because they play on Saturdays. They practice 30 minutes before the game, and it's done in one day. That's it.
Brilliant.
It's a full day often, and there's a doubleheader sometimes, but there's no weekly practices, and so we're not too chaotic there. And then Axton, or Michael, at 3 years old, he's working on his coloring skills, also dabbling in tasting screws.
He does seem to be quite a cross-country runner, though. Like, every time I see him, he's like,
he's
the Flash.
Feet.
He's got some quickness
he's the
to
Flash.
Him.
Yes.
And he's also got wicked upper body strength.
He can hang on to the bar.
At the gym the other day, he was holding on to the bar for like 25, 30 seconds and not breaking a sweat.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know if you were going to get him down.
it's fun. It's fun to watch him compete and find places to struggle in competition as well.
Well, we are super thrilled with our kids and the life of the church. I even got to be a part of Grady Wilson and Luke Keever's flag football game, barn burner of a game last week. They went to double overtime and pulled out the win. It was quite excellent.
I heard it was like Big 12 scoring, where it's like 1,000 yards combined.
It was legit. Like, there was no defense happening that day. I mean, they were
at 5 years old.
At 5 years old, they were just running down. So it's exciting to hear what's happening with our kids. But you, speaking of competition, you have something coming up in the life of Arwal that is a regular part of Arwal since you've been leading it. Tell us about what's coming up for you guys.
Yeah, we have Festivus Games. It's just the name of it. Really is a competition that has become worldwide for intermediate and scaled athletes, which just simply mean if you Google CrossFit Games and you watch the professionals do it, this is not them.
This is for guys like Pastor Nate.
This is Festivus for the rest of us. And it's a lot of fun, but we host it and have anywhere right now we're pushing 70 plus athletes that will compete that day. It's a paired event, male female or male male, female female, in different divisions, intermediate and scaled and masters. And so they give us the competition. They tell us what the workouts are, and then we provide the judges, we provide the equipment and the space to do it, and then run that starting, you know, first thing on a Saturday. It's October 22nd this year in the fall, so a couple weeks away from kicking that off.
Cool. How can the church be a part of that with you?
Well, we're partnering with the missions team, and they're going to provide meals. We usually have a food truck that comes out for the day and is available for people to purchase. But this year, we're going to do that through the missions, and then we always feed our volunteers through that. And so the missions team is teaming up with us, and I think Denise Dickerson is kind of the head on that, and Deanna Erdley as well, that they're going to provide food not only for our volunteers, snacks and things for us to keep us going throughout the day, but lunch for the whole community that comes out. We have, you know, 200 visitors that'll come and hang out for the day and check out the show and cheer their favorite athletes on. And so they'll need something to eat. So it's nice to have that available for them as well.
Great. So it's food with a mission. With a purpose of helping the church do their Work and Witness project that's coming up next year. And they're headed to Nassau, Bahamas. And so
cool. That'll
be a great way to help fundraise with the church, but also support CrossFit Arwal.
Yeah.
And check out that competition on that Saturday, the 22nd. You'll be amazed at just the opportunity for relationship that is available for that. So that's a fantastic thing.
Yeah. And what's really cool about the things like Festivus, because as a non-traditional church plant, what it really does is it gives you license to speak to people that would never darken our door. Mm-hmm. Right. And you also had another event that happened last weekend where some people that are not necessarily anti-religious, but just not really religiously minded, or they're nominally religious. They're like, hey, so I'm going to be a part of this gym that has these beliefs that are kind of similar to what I do. But then you get to introduce events like your Men on the Mission Day that you held out at Salyer Lake Camp. So can you tell us a little bit about how that event was dreamt up and some early returns that you're seeing on that and things that you're excited about maybe doing that again?
Yeah, we had Men on a Mission for the first time this last weekend. And actually one of my other coaches, he was a ministry intern for us for a little while, Joshua Williams. And he just has come on board, and he has a real heart for missions, a real heart for ministry and all things kingdom related. He brought this to us and said we need to do a men's day, and so we talked about it and figured out what that would look like. We utilized Salyer Lake Campground, so our district's little hole in the earth that is a nice hidden gem out there, and turned it into a physically demanding, mentally challenging relationally connecting and spiritually growing event. We had a pretty gruesome workout that started out with barbells. So we did some lifting, and just wanted to see people, how much can we do, the whole group of them. There's 12 total of us. How much can we do together? So we took the scores, basically, from this movement and the weights, and added it together for an accumulative, we call it a total tonnage, to see how much we moved. And for these 12 guys, it was close to, in about 10 minutes time, 19 tons.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool to see. And then we did a pretty difficult, this was the bulk of it. Started with a sandbag carry for about half a mile, and guys picked their own bag. Then we did a run slash walk. You know, you kind of choose your course there and your level of difficulty, but the run at its longest was about a mile and a quarter. And then we did something that's called Devil's Press. And this movement is gross. If you just Google that, you can find out how exciting it is, with a couple dumbbells for 50 reps, everybody did their version of that. Followed that up by a swim in Salyer Lake. Got into the murky water there and traveled about 140 yards or so through the water, which if you're not a swimmer, 140 yards is a really long way to go.
That was like an Olympic time trial.
It was unbelievable. And then finished out with the final sandbag carry, and then we had dinner together, and then a service where worship was shared or participated in, and then the gospel was spoken. It's really cool just to see a couple of the guys that don't have an active faith or a verbalized yet personal relationship with Jesus, mm-hmm. to be a part of that day, and very much faced with, man, this is more than just a workout. This is more than just a gym. And so really excited for that. Definitely going to do that one again.
That's great. And so the next one could possibly be this spring.
Mm-hmm.
And Mustang Naz is going to partner with you in that and encourage our guys to come out there. All the workouts are scalable,
yeah.
which means you can take things at your speed. You don't have to be the biggest, the fastest, or the most muscular person to be able to go. It'll be an opportunity for folks to join in this. So what are your thoughts on partnering together with that, and how can we prepare, be in prayer for Arwal and for Men on a Mission?
Well, definitely just when we lock in a date, you put that on your calendar, and as a man, just plan to make this happen. The preparation, you know, if you've never worked out, you can still come and participate in this day. If you can walk, you can be a part of this workout. It will still challenge you. And from our fittest to our frailest, they're able to move through this hour-long workout and come out of it, you know, better together, because you're not doing it alone. And that was one of the biggest things that we spoke of, our struggles in life, our struggles in faith. Man, we cannot succeed by ourselves very well, and we must depend on each other. So looking forward to that, and then praying that it's a sacred moment that God is able to connect with people on a deeper level and use something like this to help people be introduced to their relationship with Jesus, that initiate that faith in Christ, or just to grow in their faith in Christ.
So how can our listeners connect with you at CrossFit Arwal? What's the best way to figure that out?
Go online, crossfitarwal.com. Check out just the website in general and see what we're about. Follow us on Facebook, CrossFit Arwal, and you'll see all of our happenings that way. And then come by, come see it, watch a class, you know, learn a little bit about what we do inside of that, and maybe be an active participant then as well, to jump in and physically exercise with us, building relationships with people that you're not doing at church and in a different way.
For sure. Well, thank you, Brett, for joining us today. We appreciate all that you're doing in the life of our church, but also in the life of CrossFit Arwal. We're blessed to be your partner.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And for our listeners, if you need to get caught up on any of the other happenings around our campus, you can do that by looking at our digital bulletin at mustangnaz.org/bulletin. And you can connect with us more personally by filling out a digital connection card at mustangnaz.org/together. We hope to see you this Sunday. It will be the epic conclusion of our What If series. You know, we were talking about it a couple weeks ago. Last week was supposed to be the last week, but we said, nope, too much in Romans 8. So we have one more week of that, and we're really looking forward to being with everybody in person and online. And if you can't be with us on Sunday, always check us out on demand and just be with us when you can be. We love you guys. There's nothing you can do about it. Stay classy, Metaverse.